This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast. I have something extra special for you. I've taken one of the TV shows I produced back in 1987, and I'm going to present it to you as it aired on TV. Of course, it'll be audio only. This is a podcast. And you'll get a chance to hear three terrific comics as they appeared live on stage for this TV show. I'm going to try to bring it unedited the way it was played on TV. Closing the show, a very talented headliner. He used to be a lawyer and turned into a comic. Imagine that. Al Lubell. You've seen him on Evening at the Improv, and he has had a couple visits on the Letterman Show. We'll talk about that later. In the featured position, very talented young lady. She's like my little sister. You've heard her before on the show. This is one of her sets for the TV show, Lynn Stobener. But to get things started, we have a terrific headliner. This gentleman got his start at Laughs Unlimited in the early 80s and went on to huge success as one of the stars of the TV show Reno 911. In fact, they're about to release the second movie based on that TV show, and he's starring in that, Reno 911. Keep an eye out for it. He also does a lot of cartoon voices. He started off as the voice of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, but went on to appear in cartoons like Fairly Odd Parents and Disney's Planes movie. And you can hear him now on very successful Casa Grande. He was also done a couple movies. His voice was featured in the movie Happy Feet. Anyway, he's a terrific stand-up and a good friend. I know you'll enjoy this set from July of 1987 as it was played on TV. Ladies and gentlemen, our first act, Carlos Alazraki.
Now, here's your host, Scott Edwards.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another week at Laughs. We got a great show coming up for you. Right now, it's wanting a big round of applause. We have some great comedy coming from a comic impressionist from right here in Sacramento. I think you'll enjoy them. You guys are ready, right? Yeah. Big round of applause, Carlos Alazraki.
Last year, the Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited, went all the way to number one. This year, it's climbing the charts again. Thanks to that crazy old man from the David Letterman Show. Here he is to sing, I'm so excited, Mr. Larry Bud Melman.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I am about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Larry Bud Melman there for y'all. Kind of a rowdy kid when I was young. Me and my brother, we got way out. We did some crazy things. Like, my mom would come in, we'd be fooling around. You kids cut out that horseplay. Ow, Mom, Timmy's nailing metal shoes to my feet. Ow, ow. Yeah. Yeah, we were rowdy, man. We were never guys, me and my brother, that got stoned on the weekends, you know. And they made excuses for their lack of behavior. Like, you ask them to do things, it's like, hey, Fred, let's go to the park. Is it free? No way! No, we were always like the Asian culture, because I admired the Asian culture, because they're so full of life, you know? Everything they do is all the martial arts, from tennis to shopping. Ooh, it's a bigger store of Bakansi! Oh, look at all the Bakans here today! It's a red taxi! They get into it, it's great, huh? It's like they play a simple game of ping pong. It's 25-25. We play a tiebreaker too. 10,000.
Good shot, winner. Let's go to Pakanze. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then that's great, you know, because you get Fred and Stu playing the same game on a Friday night. It's like, play some Pong, dude. Is it free? Sure, serve it up, dude. Dude, right in the eye, man. Sammy Davis Jr. Ball underneath the table, can you get it? What? No, man, I can't get it. How about you? Dude, I can't even scope it, man. So what? Game's over.
I like doing that bit. Kind of gets the saliva going. I feel like Carol Channing. Right? She did. She had that saliva problem when she started out, and went on through it with the years. You know, she actually had a roadie travel with her, a dental assistant on the road, and kind of helped her out during the songs. It was kind of like, "Gang and girls, bad." Kind of fun to watch. It was happy to be here at Last Unlimited tonight, because I'm a horrible driver. I always get lost. Well, it's not entirely my fault. I went to the doctor's the other day, and he told me I had that learning disability where you read things backwards, dyslexia. And yeah, I just found out tomorrow. And so naturally, I'm on my way over here Tuesday to make it. And I got lost in L.A. I turn a corner. I see Ricardo Montalban in a white tux selling flowers. So I pull up to him, honk the horn. I go, "Excuse me, Mr. Montalban, I'm lost. I'm from SF. Can you help me back?" "Good day, stranger. Welcome to Los Angeles, California. Nice level. If you wish to go back to San Francisco, you must first take a left turn at the next light. And the road will take you straight to I-5 North. However, I must warn you that if you decide to take I-5 tonight, that you will be subject to the strange hypnotic powers of one of California's most boring highways." Idiot. Now, not only am I lost, I'm afraid to go home. So I whip into this 7-Eleven. There's these surfer punks out in front. Hey, you kids, can you help me out? Give me some directions. Is it free? These guys are everywhere. So I say, forget it. I'm pissed off. I'll just find a hotel. I'll start again in the morning. So I whip around the corner and I go, great. Because down at the end of the road, I see this taxi cab driver pull up to him, honk the horn. "Listen, buddy, you're my desperation. You gotta help me out, please."
"Boy, are you pretty lucky you found me. Because I happen to know L.A. like the back of my hand. It was there yesterday. All right, you wanna go? You wanna go? You wouldn't happen to know where we are right now, would you?"
Thanks very much. You have fun with the rest of the show.
That was Carlos as he appeared live on stage back in 1987. Carlos Alazraki is still having great success as the voice for many cartoons and as one of the stars of Reno 911. Hey, let's keep the comedy going. Our next act, she's like my little sister. She's a terrific gal, used to do a lot of comedy. Let's hear some of her material right now. It's Lynn Stobener.
Right now, we have a very special treat for a young lady that's from right here in Sacramento. We've gotten a great expense to bring her here. I think you'll enjoy her. Let's have a nice big round of applause. Lynn Stobener, right here. Lynn Stobener.
Scott Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this is a great-looking crowd. Which is good, because apparently the last taping, a bunch of ugly people showed up and really bummed them out. So, that a way to dress, huh? Got a lot of couples. Let me ask the men a question. How many men are paying for all the expenses on their date this evening? Be proud. You do it well. I don't know. Men have to pay. I think God said, hey, men get the bills, women get periods. I don't know. Women, don't you love it, though, when your boyfriend comes up to you and goes, honey, I got a cramp in my toe. I just want to say, suffer, wench. Here's some idol. Call me in a week. And you women, you look nice, too. We like to shop, right? We shop. We shop in numbers. Another one of those laws. I like to shop, but I've been a little upset lately. I go to the stores and I see the clothes on the mannequins and they look great. Then I put them on and I look like Rhoda Morgenstern. I guess for the clothes to look good, you have to have that pull up the rear kind of thing, kind of. I got one of these swatch jobs. Anybody have a swatch? These are pretty cool, huh? Got that roll baller. Just in case you get mugged, wouldn't want to scratch that crystal now. No, I guess not. Pretty stupid. I like toy shopping. That's my favorite kind of shopping, but I don't like the junk they have on the market today. You might have seen these stupid toys they have. They've got these monsters that turn into robots that turn into cars. They call them Transformers. We used to call this an imagination. Then they have the stupid Cabbage Patch dolls, which is ridiculous. You know, $90 you get an ugly tomato. What a bargain. And then they had the regular Cabbage Patch. Then they had the preemies. They had the handicapped Cabbage Patch dolls. This was in People magazine. It's a true story. And this year's newest model is the abducted Cabbage Patch doll. You don't even get a doll. All you do is get a milk carton with a picture of it. And it's, I bought that one. I like the games I used to get when I was a kid. Games like Operation. That was a cool game, huh? Made you a little neurotic, though, you know. Sorry, but... We hooked up my game to my grandfather's pacemaker and zapped it on purpose. Sorry, Gramps. Etch-a-Sketches, those were a cool game, yeah? I used to hate it, though, because I'd spend all day with a real technical drawing, and my brother would come over and go, that's great, and erase it. Oh. Twister. I had Twister. That was a cool game. My sister actually lost her virginity during that game. That was kind of wild. Some of the women can relate. That's pretty crazy. It was banned in Catholic schools. I don't know why. It's funny. I like when you're a kid, you don't need to. You could make up games. Games like dodgeball, you know? That was great. You know, you could actually beat the heck out of your classmate and not get in trouble. Fat kids were popular because you could hide behind them. Oh, yeah. A game that's popular right now, which I couldn't stand, is Marco Polo, that game in the pool. Do you guys remember that game? Yeah, I was always it. I'd be in the pool for hours with my eyes closed, swimming around, hitting the walls. Marco! Marco! My brother and sister have left the pool. They're inside eating Oreos. Speakers wired outside going, Polo! Polo! One more thing I gotta say before I go. Have you guys been to supermarkets lately? Oh, that's ridiculous. Can you believe it? They actually have seatbelts in the carts for the kiddies. Is there a problem with the kids being whipped out of the carts, cracking their heads on cans of SpaghettiOs? I don't know. Next thing you'll see, airbags in the carts. That'd be gross. God forbid there's any of those Pinto cart cases. Gosh darn. Ron, we've got flames on aisle 9. SpaghettiOs everywhere. It's ugly. You guys have been a great crowd. Thanks for coming out. Good night.
Lynn was so funny. I wish she had stayed with comedy a little longer. She is a terrific young lady and was very funny and was a manager of many of my clubs and restaurants. She emceed thousands of shows and became quite a good opening act and played all over Northern California. I know you enjoyed her set. Okay, our closing act, as I mentioned previously, very talented comic, should say lawyer, turned comic, who has had many appearances on Evening at the Improv, The Letterman Show as recently as 2008. He was in the movie Funny People, and he was one of the winners of Star Search. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear some comedy from Al Lubell.
Woo! What a crowd, what a night. How you feeling out there? Glad to hear you. We hope you're enjoying the show. We have a special treat for you coming up right now. Our next entertainer is a very funny guy. He's a regular here at Laughs Unlimited. A big round of applause, Al Lubell, right here, Al Lubell.
Thank you very much. So, do you like me? My name is Al. It wasn't always Al. It used to be Alan, but I shortened it because I was sick of people always going, oh, how do you spell it? With one L or two L's?
Two L's.
Oh, with an E or with an A? With an A. So I shortened it to Al. Now people come up to me, what's your name? Al. Is that short for Alan? So now I'm sick of it. I've compromised between them. What's your name? Allah. Well, a big article in the paper today. You see the article in the paper said the fear of public speaking is the number one fear in the country. It says even bigger than the fear of snakes. I don't believe that. Can you see some guy staggering through the desert? Oh no, a podium. Well, I did my laundry today. I put a dollar in the change machine. I got four quarters back. And I'm thinking, what kind of businessman came up with this machine? Is he looking for income? Can you see this guy at the end of each day? I broke even. I need more machines. We gotta branch out. So I'm an only child, and being an only child, everything that happened to me, my mother took way too seriously because I was her only kid. It was like, oh my God, he has a cold. Oh my God, he has a sore throat. Oh my God, if he goes, we have nothing. He must live. And I was really spoiled. And people always wonder why spoiled kids always talk in that spoiled kid voice. You know, like, okay, mommy, I'm hungry. Get me a tuna fish sandwich now. Mommy, I'm watching TV. Come on my room. To channel 7 now. I hate my life. I have no self-respect, but you created me, so move! I must live. Mommy, get me a glass of lemonade. Now, Alan, what's the magic word? Presto! I must live. And it's not good, though, because I have such a negative attitude from being a spoiled kid. I want everything my way, and if it's not, I just hate the world, and I hate myself, I hate everything. You know, even my fantasies. I will ruin a fantasy negative in it that will just destroy it. You know the typical fantasy? If you took the face on that chick, and you put it on the body of that chick, you'd have the perfect-looking woman. Well, I'm having a dream. I'm making love to this girl who literally has the face of Bo Derek on the body of Dolly Parton. And I'm just about to kiss her on the neck when I got really turned off because she still had the surgical scar. There's nothing perfect out there. It's just disgusting. But I got to see a spoiled only child in the supermarket today. His mother was paying for groceries, and the kid wanted a cookie. And his mother wouldn't give him a cookie, and the kid's going, Mommy, I want a cookie! Mommy, I said I want a cookie!
Cookie!
And everyone online is totally embarrassed for the mother, and I can see in her face that she's just about to crack, so I look at her and go,
me too.
There's two of us now, lady. You're going to crack. I don't know. I'm also a lawyer. the neurotic lawyer. I keep away from my clients. And I had my own business card. Never enough for an attorney to just say attorney on the business card, right? They always have to go, attorney. At law. Now, what if the card just said attorney? Would anyone think, at what? Attorney. At law. Do other occupations do this? Waiter. At Denny's. I went to law school in Miami, University of Miami, and I went undergrad there too. And it was great. I majored undergrad in pre-law, which was really useful. Because I immediately opened up my own pre-law firm. People would walk in the office, I'm up for murder, what should I do? I don't know yet. That gave my clients the blues. I love the blues. I love it a lot, except I think are overly pessimistic. I woke up this morning, and my baby, she was gone. Maybe she's got a job. And blues singers refuse to finish words in songs, too. You ever notice that? They will not finish a lousy word. Man, I like beginnings, middles, ends of things. I get kind of nervous when things happen. One time I saw Ella Fitzgerald on this Christmas special, and she was singing Jingle Bells. I was like, Gee, The word is jingle! And Christmas is over. I wrote a song for Whitney Houston. I did, but she changed.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them that life is totally meaningless. Teach them to have no self-esteem. To compete with other people. Never look inside yourself if things are going bad. Don't try to get better. Just try to lower other people to your level. I decided long ago always to walk in somebody's shadow. Then if I fail miserably, I just blame the guy in front of me.
Nice round of applause for Al LaBelle. We hope you're having a good time. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Go to the refrigerator now. Welcome back to Laughs. We hope you had a good time tonight. There was a special. Thanks a lot, Al. Hope you had a good time. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye.
That's Al LaBelle. I'm sure you got an idea of the type of comedy he does and why he was one of the winners of Star Search. He's had a great career, and it was a lot of fun to feature him on our TV show back in July of 1987. Hey, that was our podcast for today. You got a chance to hear Carlos Alazraki, Lynn Stobener, and closing the show, Al LaBelle. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.